This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Boston 2024 Olympics Organizing Group is hoping to rev up support for hosting the Games, so it is releasing new details about its proposal. The plan released today is dubbed Bid 2.0, and it comes at a critical juncture. The U.S. Olympic Committee will talk about Boston's bid at a key board meeting tomorrow. And tomorrow is also the deadline for Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, the one that he set for Boston 2024, to release more financial details. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports now on what's new in the $4.6 billion plan and what's still up in the air.
At the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, where Boston 2024 outlined its bid 1.0 in January, the group today detailed much more of its budget and its venue plan. While some venues originally planned for Greater Boston have recently been moved to Worcester and Western Massachusetts, Boston 2024 Chair Steve Pagliuca says the Games will still be largely in and around Boston and more public transit-oriented than previous summer Games.
It's still one of the most compact Games ever, even though we've now benefited the rest of the state.
One of the key proposals of the day is a huge new commercial development for the area known as Wydette Circle. That's the site between South Boston and the South End where the Olympic Stadium would be, but only temporarily. After the stadium is taken apart and trucked away, its footprint would anchor a 15-acre park surrounded by 18 blocks of new construction with 4,000 housing units, hotels, and retail. Here's Boston 2024's David Manfredi.
And this begins to transform 83 acres in the heart of the city that generates very little tax revenue today to an area of substantial tax revenue, but also begins to make a place, to make a destination in the city.
The other major development detailed today is around Columbia Point, where the Athlete Village would create another 4,000 units of housing next to an improved JFK UMass Red Line station. However, some venues have still not been sited, including the Aquatic Center for Swimming and Diving Events and the Velodrome. The group is in discussions with possible partners. Other proposed venues have been scaled back. Manfredi says there are no longer any new permanent facilities planned for Boston's Franklin Park.
We learned from the neighborhood how important Franklin Park is, how important it is as parkland space.
Along with details on specific venues came new numbers that would keep the Games in the black. Boston 2024 says it is conservatively budgeting $4.8 billion in revenue from the International Olympic Committee, ticket sales, and sponsorships. It's budgeting $4.6 billion in expenses. So what if that doesn't add up? Boston 2024 Chair Steve Pagliuca says his group plans to take out the largest insurance plan in Olympic history. He says taxpayers should be protected from overruns.
We have about $270 million in contingencies. We have insurances at every project level and many types of insurances, and then an umbrella policy that covers the rest of it. So we see that risk as very minimal.
Not everyone is so sure. The opposition group, No Boston Olympics, says the organizing group's only real insurer is the taxpayers of Massachusetts. But Pagliuca says people should look at the bid 2.0 for themselves.
I think this will allow us now to have the data to have a constructive discussion of what we think the risks and rewards of the Games are. I think they're a winner. I think this is a winning plan. I think this will win ultimately versus all the other cities.
And that's what Pagliuca and other leaders of Boston 2024 will tell the U.S. Olympic Committee tomorrow. At this hour, they're flying to California to present their revised plan at a board meeting. There's a September deadline for the USOC to put Boston's bid forward on the international stage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
To see the 200 or so pages of plans and renderings that make up Bid 2.0, go to our website, wbur.org.